Hello, Merry Christmas. We just want to thank God for our Reverend today. We want to thank God for His Word. God, we ask you just to be in the Word and be with the people there, be with the people here. Be with each one of our families, God. And let this Word become living for us today, God. Merry Christmas. In many names we pray. Amen.
Amen. Mabuhay at maligayang Pasko from our home here in Sacramento, the capital of California in the United States of America. I am new, as in bagong salta, ordained 4 weeks ago. The new Reverend Gilbert Victor Basbas, alias Pastor GV. This is my husband, Minister
Anthony Bailey,
aka, also known as, Sac City Chaplain. We serve a Church for All Metropolitan Community Church, one of 3 MCC churches here in the Sacramento area. Both Anthony and I were mentored by Reverend Elder Frieda Smith, the first woman ordained in our denomination, MCC. Reverend Frieda was among the premier prophets in MCC history. Indeed, many years ago, she prophesied that we would become ministers. Many years before I would leave my job to go to seminary across the country. Many years before same-sex marriage would become law throughout the United States. Many years before I would be ordained on Facebook Live amidst the COVID pandemic. And here we are, GV and
Anthony,
husband and husband, pastor and chaplain. I was born and raised in Quezon City, Metro Manila, Philippines. Higit 7,000 milya ang layo sa Sacramento. Before migrating here in 1998, Anthony was born in Ohio, raised in Los Angeles, and has been in Sacramento since high school.
Elementary school,
okay. And so Anthony, as an African American, and I as an Asian American, navigate American society as gay men of color, as double minorities, in the quote-unquote land of the free. Mm. Our experience of freedom has encountered a lot of irony during this COVID pandemic. It has been hard to feel free, as Anthony's family, with 4 of his cousins dying from COVID-19. Mm. May they rest in peace. Mm. It has been hard for me to feel free in our MCC family, with Reverend Ate Camille Rodriguez Araulio, and with Reverend Charles Cooper, former pastor of a Church for All, both dying merely weeks before Christmas. But as congregational ministers, we cannot deny the celebration of Christmas. Mm. We cannot help but make a little merry kahit ngayong Pasko ng pandemya. As our pastor Dritha would say, Christmas is our Super Bowl, the national championship for church-going folks, the time for the church to shine, and hence my merry minister's outfit. And yet, underneath this merrymaking, I wear this black shirt close to my heart. Underneath this outfit beats the heart of a prophet. A heart whose prophetic voice must cry out. If you were to look closely, you would see the words "schools, not prisons" repeatedly printed across the front. It is the cry of black and brown people across this country, the United States. Schools, not prisons. Mm. You see, it is the economic and political priority of prisons over schools that keeps millions of black and brown families from becoming prosperous. Maniwala kayo't sa hindi. In many of America's impoverished areas, black men have a shorter lifespan than in sub-Saharan Africa. In the eyes of our decision makers, it has become more profitable to run a prison than to build a school. And we, as followers of Jesus Christ, we who worship in spirit and truth, we've got to tell the truth that throughout much of our world today, our populist, nationalist, resurgent world, it is safer to keep our minds in prison than to nurture our souls in school. When I learned about the prophets in seminary, my professor loved to teach from the work of Jewish American leader, Rabbi Abraham Joshua Heschel. Rabbi Heschel once wrote, "Prophecy is a form of living, a crossing point of God and man. God is raging in the prophet's words." Para kay Rabbi Heschel, ang Diyos ay hindi ginhawa kundi hamon. Ayon kay Heschel, para sa mga propeta, God was a challenge, an incessant demand. God is compassion, but not a compromise. Justice, but not inclemency. Tranquility is unknown to the soul of a prophet. So together with this Merry Christmas, the prophet in my heart cries against a society whose comfortably captive mindset is in prison. Here in the United States, so many of us are stuck in the past. Stuck not wearing even face masks. Stuck refusing to get vaccinated. Stuck denying critical engagement of America's history of racism in elementary and high school. Stuck afraid of confronting the white supremacy that erases Native American and African American lives, that pits Filipino Americans against other minority groups, and even pits us against our brown selves. And again, as we worship in spirit and truth, the Philippines and so much of the world, I think we've all got a masking problem. Ang problema naman ay minamaskara natin ang kasaysayan. When we mask the injustices of the past and refuse to learn the lessons of history, the future gets stuck in the dictatorial cycles of the past. Indeed, in our current global state of resurgent populist nationalism, it is convenient to mask the problems of the past. And by covering up the past, we as a people, we choose to keep ourselves in the closet. We choose to deny our difficult truths. Kaya ngayong Kapaskuhan, ito ang panalangin ko. Panalangin ng isang pangkasalukuyang propeta. And my prophet's prayer is this. I pray to God that we nurture a mindset that is in school. I pray that we be open to learning, even when that means unlearning oppressive habits and relearning what it means to truly be children of the divine. I pray that we be open to examination, that we examine our hearts and allow our character to be examined by others. I pray that we be open to hope, that we remain open to change our minds as God inspires. and that we have hope to change others' minds through our actions and decisions. Truly, I pray for our hearts, our minds, and our souls to be in schools, not prisons. Amen. Maligayang Pasko and Merry Christmas from Sacramento.